Hello, good morning. It's the 1st of January 2012. A very happy new year to you all. And I have just one key message for you all today at the start of a new year. Don't do it. Yes, don't do it. Meaning, don't fall into the old habits. Don't do what you're planned to do last year, this year. Do not repeat the same things that you repeated during the last year. This is new. This is an entirely different year than you've ever experienced before, than we've ever experienced in the past, and none of your assumptions that you bring forward into this year will work. So don't do it. Keep an open mind, keep a blank mind if you can, and just let the year imprint itself on you without you thinking that you know how you're going to steer yourself through it. Drop all those resolutions. You wrote them all in 2011 and they're out of date. 2012 is now here and the future is upon you, and you might as well just be open to adventures. Set out your ambitions, set out your stall. Listen to other people, take whatever approach you've never used before. Be different. Do not try to grow yourself again. So that's it. Just don't do it. Okay, and having had that little rant, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to, number one, I'm going to drink more creamy pints in public places. In other words, I'm going to go into pubs, sit around there and drink more pints during 2012 than I did during 2011. So that's a big change in my habits, because in order to drink creamy pints, I have to stop going to the places I have been used to going during 2011, when I hardly drank a pint at all. And I definitely have to change. Number two is, I'm going to beat my wife. Yes, I'm going to beat her. I'm going to get my cholesterol down to within one unit of hers. That's what I'm going to regard in 2012 as beating her, because she's got an obscenely low cholesterol and mine is moderately too high. And I'm going to get mine right down, so that when I hear figures like 4.3, mine isn't more than about 5.3 or something like that. So I'm going to achieve that. So that's it. I'm going to be a different body. I'm going to come across to the people who dissect me as having had a different lifestyle. Yes, I'm not going to be clogged up with as much cholesterol as I was clogged up with in the past. And this is going to be a qualitative change. So number three, what else am I going to do during the year? I'm going to up housework. I'm going to up the amount of housework I do during the year. And I'm going to, without flinching, I'm going to iron trousers more frequently. Yes, that's it. A brand new habit I'm going to have in the year 2012. It's all based on a book by a guy called Julian Smith, and it's called The Flinch, and you can find it for next to nothing in terms of what it's worth on Kindle. Yes, I'm going to use my Kindle during the year. So there are three ambitions: creamy pints, getting the cholesterol down, and upping housework. What more could I actually do? One last thing. I'm going to meet people face-to-face during the year. I'm going to stop not meeting them. And I'm going to stop meeting them online. The proportion of people that I meet online in comparison with the proportion of people that I meet face-to-face is going to shift dramatically. Yes, there I am. And I'm going to welcome every handshake. And what else am I going to do? I'm going to give more kisses. Yep, that's my year ahead. That's it. So, back again to the theme of 2012... the year when you just don't do it. Just don't do what you used to do. It's Paul O'Mahony wishing you, in a louder voice than ever before, to be yourself in 2012. Enjoy. Bye.